What do you think about the proposed change in the law?
I think the change in the law is a very positive thing. I think it's important that laws change in keeping with what we learn about things through scientific research and study. And the more we understand about how animals, in this case, feel and suffer or can get stressed or feel pain, the more we understand about the consequences of human actions on these animals. And if we can limit suffering in any way, then that has to be seen as a positive thing.
What repercussions do you think this change could have?
In terms of repercussions, I'm not sure, but I can imagine that it could have repercussions for restaurants, for the sale of seafood in this case, because quite often when you go and buy seafood to cook, one of the selling points is that it's alive when you buy it. So I think this probably means that we have to understand that these particular animals, this seafood, could be distressed or could be suffering because of the fact that they're kept alive. I don't know. It's a bit like slaughtering animals, I think. And if animals need to be killed, it needs to be done in a very humane way. So maybe the seafood needs to be killed before it is sold. I don't know, but I can imagine there would be some sort of consequences along those lines.
Do you think that more can be done to improve how we treat animals?
Yes, I think a lot more could be done to improve how we treat animals. I think there are a lot of, it depends where you live in the world, and there are some countries that in which animal welfare is very important, and there are other countries where it's less so. For lots of different reasons, for cultural reasons, for historical reasons, tradition, but of course there are extremes. So sports, or so-called sports that involve animals, can be seen as being incredibly cruel by some cultures, but by others they're considered to be historically justified. And I think the important thing is to evolve. We know so much more about animals now, how they function, how they work, how their systems work, if they do feel pain or they do get stressed. And it's important that we evolve with that and alter what we allow people to do with animals, and keep an animal's welfare at the top of the priority list in terms of, you know, what we're doing with animals and what we allow to happen to animals. So I think we have a long way to go, yes.